بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, encouragement to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and particularly between the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the salah. So today's hadith, and Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqasin radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كان يتعوذ دبر الصلوات بهؤلاء الكلمات اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل وأعوذ بك من أن أرد إلى أرذل العمر وأعوذ بك من فتنة الدنيا وأعوذ بك من فتنة القبر رواه البخاري. Before we do the translation of this hadith, from amongst the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How appropriate the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were. He would ask for things that are very, very practical, that are very, very necessary. And most of the time you'll find that the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got to do with asking and begging of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as safety from fitna is concerned, as far as safety from difficulties are concerned, and as far as akhirat is concerned. In other words, the overarching concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not this dunya, was more akhirat. How we can be saved as far as the akhirat is concerned. So therefore you'll find the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got very, very practical elements in them, and a lot of it got to do with tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also asking as far as safety of akhirat is concerned. So Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to seek refuge in Allah ta'ala after every salah with these words. He used to ask Allah Ta'ala for protection, and he used to use these words. What words? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhli. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from cowardice and miserliness. Both these are qualities that are not befitting a person. One is a person is a coward. He's scared. He's not brave. He's fearful for everything. One is natural fear that everyone has got. But one is excessive fear, where a person is a coward. He doesn't want to help, he doesn't want to assist, he doesn't want to do anything. He's very, very afraid. And a lot of time this is born out of excessive love of this world. A person becomes cowardly. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua. Wallah, I seek protection in you from cowardice. And second part, wal bukhli, miserliness, where a person holds back. A person does not fulfill his compulsory financial obligations. Money he's owing to people, he's mising, he's holding back. He's supposed to be assisting people, his parents, his poor relatives, he's holding back. Person's supposed to be giving zakat, he's holding back on zakat. He's supposed to give sadaqat al-fitr, he's holding back. So this now is miserliness, is causing him to hold back. And very often shaitan makes it such that he tells a person, no, you'll pay it, but not now, later on. Let the cash flow improve. Let this improve, let that improve. And meanwhile, these are all whispers of shaitan to get him to hold back that money. And the day will come, the last moment, the person will wish at the time of death. That will be the wish. That I wish, فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Wallah, I just want a little bit more time. I want to give sadaqah. I want to fulfill this financial obligation that I have. I want to give more. That will be his desire at the end. Right through, shaitan would have pacified him. The delay, don't worry, don't give now. You want to give now, let the things improve. You need to spend on your house, you need to spend on your car, you've got a family, you've got children, school fees, this, that. Shaitan will keep forcing a person to delay. When he hits the last point, it will be his desire. How I just have a little bit more time so I can send something towards akhirat. I can forward towards akhirat, but that will be too late. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of these du'as is, oh Allah, save me from miserliness. The next part, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ أَنْ أُرَدَّ إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from being returned to a very old age of infirmity. In other words, an age where a person now becomes dependent on others, a person starts forgetting things, a person becomes very, very weak, he can't help himself. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, a person becomes so fragile and weak that he can't even help, he's like a little child. Sometimes you'll find a person becomes like a little child. So this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seeking protection from. Oh Allah, I'm seeking your protection from that type of an age. where a person now becomes totally dependent, like a child. Child, you've got to change his nappies. So now this old person, you've got to change his nappies. Child, sometimes you've got to carry, the person you have to carry. Child sometimes walks and falls, the person will walk and fall. Like that, sometimes the child you've got to feed, the old person also now you have to feed. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually teaching us, make dua that Allah ta'ala protect us from this. One is living to a good, ripe old age, which is good, something that a person should desire, make dua that Allah allows him to live till that age, so that he can make the ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But beyond that, just to live for the sake of living, and a person lives in this condition, is not something that a person should make dua. In fact, he should make dua, oh Allah, protect me from this. The next part of the dua, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الدُّنْيَا. Oh Allah, I seek refuge from you, from the tribulations of this world, the tests of this world, the trials of this world. We are living in this world of tests, we are living in this world of trials. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would actually make dua that, oh Allah, save me from the fitnas of this world. And imagine, this was a dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make after salah. Not that a person deliberately goes towards fitna. What happens nowadays is a person is already planning my trip to Dubai, my trip to this part of America, my trip to Paris. A person is already working out from now how I can go to places of fitna. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua, oh Allah, save me from the fitna, save me from the trials of this world. Not that thought of deliberately going to places where this fitna was never ever there. Allah ta'ala also give us that mindset, that correct mindset. If we want to save ourselves, protect ourselves, we don't want to go into areas of fitna, we don't want to go into places of fitna, we want to save ourselves from the gadgets of fitna. So this is all part of this dua. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الدُّنْيَا. Oh Allah, save me from the fitna, the trials of this world. And the last part, وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the trials and the tribulations of the qabr. See what a comprehensive dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make. One of the things also ulama explain under fitnati dunya is the person becomes so engrossed with this world, in the matters of this world, that he forgets why he's here, he forgets worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهُهُ هَوَى. His nafs becomes his Allah, so to speak. Whatever the nafs tells him to do, he wants to do. Whatever he desires to do, he does. Whether it's lawful, unlawful, whether it's correct, whether it's incorrect, whether it's good or it's bad, that's not a consideration any longer. It's what my nafs wants me to do, that's what I do. This is one of the fitnas of the dunya. And the fitnas and the trials of the qabr that a person will go through, that is also a reality. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua that Allah save us from the fitnas and the trials and the tribulations that a person goes through in the qabr, which is a reality. Sometimes we can't hear it. We can't hear it, so we think that it doesn't exist. Person is doing service at the qabrustan, digging the qabr, etc. Don't see it. Many times person won't see all this. But it's a reality. There is the trials and tribulations that the person will go through in the qabr also. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will seek protection from this. Actually, this is a dua for us to try and learn and try and read. As we explained, there are many duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least we should try and read some at some times and others at other times, so that we get all the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or we get many of the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.